Exclusive CNN reporting tonight on the investigation into leaks about security shortcomings of the new Air Force One. Last week, you'll remember, the president flew the old plane instead of the new one when he left the NATO summit. The White House claims it was so that U.S. service members could tour the new one. The New York Times said it was because the Qatari-gifted plane lacked key defense systems, and the president was incensed by that reporting. Now we've learned some government officials have been asked to turn over their phones at the White House as part of a leak probe. CNN's Evan Perez joins us now with more. Evan, what more have you learned about this White House probe?
Yeah, this was an extraordinary scene at the White House last Friday where Kash Patel, the FBI director, and Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, essentially helped orchestrate what was hours-long numbers of people from the White House, people who may have known about the president's trip, were brought in, their devices were taken from them in some cases, and they were being questioned by FBI agents because of this leak hunt. The FBI, of course, is trying to figure out who in the government could have possibly leaked this information to the media. And the president, as you pointed out, John, is very, very obsessed, very much obsessed with this. And that, again, took place at the White House. We have a statement from the White House about this unusual scene. They said leaks that jeopardize the safety of the president, his staff, and traveling press pool are dangerous and a threat to national security. The White House takes these leaks seriously and would do everything legally to ensure the individual or individuals are caught and it does not happen again. That's, of course, from the White House this evening.